Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 237, and we're kicking things off with news from the Valley of Fear and original haunted hayride in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. Do you love Halloween? Yeah. Do you love to dress up? Yeah. Do you love to scare the hell out of people? Yeah. Like to try acting or improv? Then this is the job for you. Make some extra money and scare people. We have nightly bonuses, attendance bonuses, refer-a-friend bonuses. We're hiring haunters and actors to fill key roles at our attraction for this October. We're looking for energetic, intense people who love to scare people to play killers, zombies, pirates, monsters, clowns, mercenaries, and many other creepy characters. Costumes, scripts, and training will be provided. We use movie-quality makeup and prosthetics and have an amazing makeup team to bring the characters to life. We just need you. Please go to valleyoffear.com and click Monsters Wanted. Fill out the online application, and we'll get back to you for an interview. We have this update from Hearsefest coming to Fowlerville, Michigan. On Saturday, September 17th, beginning at 10 a.m., it's the 21st annual Hearsefest as it returns to the Fowlerville Family Fair / Fowlerville Agricultural Society, 8800 West Grand River Avenue in Fowlerville. We'll have our usual fun and frights with our costume contest, Pine Box Derby or Pinewood Derby, and loads of vendors both indoors and outdoors. Join us in our attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the longest hearse procession. It's only $2 for spectators and no fee for participating hearse drivers and passengers. Children 16 and under are free. We'll be posting vendor registration forms as we finish them up, and we'll be updating this site regularly, so keep checking back for news. We'll have on-site camping and hotel info soon. Remember, it is every person's responsibility to check and know local COVID guidelines. Get more information at hearsefest.com and keep up with the updates. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. Days of the Dead brings you a kaiju extravaganza at the Crossroads of America, Indianapolis. You're invited for 3 days of celebrating monsters, big and small, September 9th through the 11th. This event will be packed full of Man in Rubber Suit Mayhem, Godzilla, Gamera, Ultraman, Mirai Ninja, and many more. Check back with the Days of the Dead website and social media pages for guest announcements to this gigantic event. As always, Days of the Dead will have live musical performances, an epic tattoo contest, artists, Q&A panels, our huge costume contest, vendors, and a film festival showcasing the hottest new filmmakers in the industry. It's a fantastic place to socialize with others that love the same things you do. This is a convention created by fans, for fans. We are a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. As always, get more information at DaysOfTheDead.com. We have this update from the Mad Monster Expo coming to Concord, North Carolina. Clown around with the Chiodo Brothers at Mad Monster Expo 2022. The Chiodo Brothers, who created Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Join the madness in North Carolina, August 26th through the 28th. Stephen, Charles, and Edward Chiodo have worked on everything from Large Marge in Pee-wee's Big Adventure to Critters, so we can't wait to pick apart their brains at the expo. Joining the Chiodo brothers are Killer Clown cast members Grant Kramer, Suzanne Snyder, Harold Blank, and Mike Martinez. Harold and Mike will even be appearing in costume for a group photo with the Chiodo brothers and cast. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more info, visit madmonster.com/expo2022. We have this news from the Hobbs Grove Haunted Attraction in Sanger, California. Attention night people, do you plan and create your Halloween attire knowing that it's for the real you? Do you hide and wait for as long as it takes to scare someone any time of the year? Do you wish or plan to live in a haunted house? Duh. If so, you belong on the world's best boo crew. We need a few new people, maybe you. Bring us your tangled energy and we'll show you the rest. Hobbs Grove is interviewing for all positions, frighteners, and staff, including the hayride, on Sunday, August 28th. You must be 18 by September 30th. And for details, visit HobbsGrove.com. We have this news from the Nightmares Haunted Trail in Nakina, North Carolina. Monsters Wanted. Nightmares Haunted Trail is now hiring and looking for some fresh blood. We're looking for people who have a passion for Halloween and love to scare. Contact us for more information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nightmares Haunted Trail Nakina. That's N-A-K-I-N-A. We have this from the Dark Knight Halloween World in Long Island, New York. We're now hiring actors for Dark Knight Halloween World NY. Must be at least 14 years old to apply. We're open weekends in October, and you can earn up to $20 an hour just to scare people. Email auroracasting1031@gmail.com with the subject line reading Dark Knight 2022 actor/staff. Be sure to tell us about yourself and why you want to scare. We are Long Island's only retro-themed Halloween experience. Get more information at facebook.com/darkknightli. We have this from the Zombie Toxin Haunted House in Junction City, Kansas. Do you love Halloween? Ever wanted to work in a haunted house? Then come join the premier haunted house in Kansas. Our 2022 season sign-up and staff training is Sunday, September 11th and September 25th, both days beginning at 3 p.m. We offer volunteer and paid positions, and you must be at least 16 years old, hardworking, serious about commitment, and love to have fun. Zombie Toxin is located at 417 North Franklin Street in Junction City. Get more information at their website, zombietoxin.com. We have this update from the Creature Feature Weekend coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Joining us at Creature Feature Weekend, August 26th through the 28th, will be Hal Havens. Hal Havens is being graciously sponsored by Horror Gods. Hal, who is most fondly remembered as Stooge, the pig-nosed wearing partner in Night of the Demons, is also well known for his character Jimmy in Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama and for playing Rancher Bob on Fear the Walking Dead. So let's all give a big warm welcome to Hal Havens, who will be joining us all 3 days of Creature Feature Weekend. And please make sure to stop by the vendor area and thank Malachi from Horror Gods for bringing him out. Get more information about this at creaturefeatureweekend.com. We have some news from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. Horror Hound Weekend takes place September 9th through the 11th, so be there for the largest Hocus Pocus reunion ever assembled, including Amanda Shepherd, Jason Marsden, Doug Jones, Omri Katz, Vanessa Shaw, Tobias Jelinek, and Larry Bagby. Be sure to stock up on Hocus Pocus merchandise at your local Spirit Halloween store to get signed, and keep your eyes peeled for Hocus Pocus 2 hitting Disney Plus on September 30th. Be sure to order your tickets to Horror Hound Weekend today at horrorhoundweekend.com. We have this news from the haunted farm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Ever been paid to scare perfect strangers? You want to? The haunted farm is sharpening our tools and prepping for the upcoming haunt season now. If you're ready to join our terrifying team of torturous talent, we're taking applications for paid scare actors and event staff. Learn and grow as an actor and become part of an amazing team while getting paid. Visit our website to apply. And hurry, because spots are limited. Go to nchauntedfarm.com for more details. We have this news on a brand new haunt coming to Tennessee. Halloween Horror Haunt in Silver Point, Tennessee is Tennessee's newest Halloween event, opening October 1st for the 2022 season with three scare houses, a corn maze, pumpkin patch, laser tag arena, Halloween Tiki Beer Bar, and live entertainment. This truly is Halloween fun for everyone. Visit their website for more information, HalloweenHollowHaunt.com. We have this update from Undead in the Water in Tampa, Florida. There's still a few paid positions left for Undead in the Water 2022 crew. If you're available to join the cast of Tampa's only haunted attraction on an actual World War II ship, please contact them at auditions@scottswenson.com to schedule a virtual audition. We have this news from the Field of Screams haunted attraction in Mountville, Pennsylvania. Field of Screams returns on September 9th for our 30th year. There are some insane changes coming, and you don't want to miss them. Buy now and use the promo code PRE22 to save $10 off of VIP Scream Pass or regular Scream Pass. We can't wait to welcome you back. Pleasant nightmares. Get more information at fieldofscreams.com. And finally, we have this special event from the Haunted Hills Farm Trail and Hayride in Jasper, Georgia. Attention Jeep owners! Be part of the local weekend Jeep Festival September 2nd and 3rd. Drive your own Jeep through our haunted woods in this one-of-a-kind special event. Only $40 per Jeep, and you must have four-wheel drive. You will be driving your Jeep onto the cursed grounds of Haunted Hills Farm. Our monsters will be lurking, ready to attack as you creep by. You will navigate these woods with no headlights, running lights only. Don't worry, we've lit the path very well just for all of you. Even though this is not our normal show, we have prepared a fun and scary good time for you and your friends. This will be a unique haunted experience, so pack your Jeep with your best friends and come have a good time with us. Expect a terrifying 20-minute ride through our holler. No alcohol, please. The driver must be 16 years or older with a valid driver's license. You must have proof of insurance for your Jeep, and the driver must sign a waiver upon arrival. No tickets will be sold at the gate. You must purchase online, and there will be timed ticketing. You pick your time slot. Don't have a Jeep? Our regular haunt season begins October 1st. Come see us then. Get more information at facebook.com/Haunted Hills Farm Trail and Hayride. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice
haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at the Haunters Against Hate, the event in Lexington, Kentucky, and we're hanging out with all the cool kids. And I remember about 4 years ago down in Hotlanta, Georgia, this guy was at a Days of the Dead event. We had a conversation there. Great interview. Great guy. He is here to talk about many things, and he is getting a Legacy Award, which is very interesting. Mr. Brandon Crane from Stephen King's It, Wonder Years, and other things. Mr. Crane, or Brandon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Good to see you again, Drew.
It's been a long time, and I'm shocked that you remember that interview, because I'm sure you've had just thousands and thousands of fans come by and talk to you at various conventions all over the country over the past 4 years.
I have had hundreds of ones of people come talk to me at conventions, yes.
Well, maybe not in the last couple of years, but I do see you doing the circuit a lot. So
we do. We're getting out a little bit. For most people, three or four shows in a year is good, and that's a good number for me.
I understand one of the reasons you're here is that you're doing something with what they call the Legacy Award. What is that?
Right, the Legacy Award. I think it's Paul's way of saying thanks for, at least for me, for being an ally. He asked me a couple years ago to write a foreword to one of his coffee table books, and I did it. I mean, without hesitation. I love his art. I mean, I love what he's doing. I love the mission for Haunters Against Hate, and I've always been outspoken. I mean, during the last election cycle, some friends of mine, they got me involved with a campaign group called Out for Biden. And I was donating a lot of time organizing and trying to shape the narrative a little bit. But I've always put myself out there. And I think Paul, he's kind of keen on that. And he's bestowed this award on me that I don't think I've deserved yet. Even though to him, I guess I've done a lot. But I think the work has just begun.
There you go, and hopefully for many more years to come.
Absolutely.
So, again, a well-deserved award, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And when people come up to you, what are they? I'm assuming they're mostly talking about Stephen King's It, because you were, you know, a major player in that. And, you know, frankly, that's one of the more classic Stephen King things. And when you go to a horror con, you see the Pennywise pictures and posters and cosplayers and stuff. And I'm sure that they just bring you stuff to sign and all sorts of weird stuff. What would you say is like the weirdest thing that you've had to sign?
You know what? Some people have done some portraits of me, and they want me to sign it, and then they keep it. Like, they don't even give me a copy. You know, what's up with that?
Those
right?
Cats.
No, it's cool. The weirdest thing I signed, I think, was in Indianapolis a few years ago. And I mean weird in a disparaging way. It was awesome. The guy had gone around and collected as many losers as he could to sign his leg, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then once it dried, he would go to a tattoo guy at the show and get it tattooed onto his leg. He had everyone, with the exception of those who are no longer with us or too busy still being famous.
You know, some of them are just too big for conventions, I guess.
Seth Green.
No, we won't talk about Seth Green.
No, we love Seth Green. He's probably one of the hardest working guys in the industry as I know it.
He's doing well. We'll just say that.
Yeah, he's all right.
And you seem to be doing well. I mean, you're coming here. People are talking to you and hanging out. And You've got something new going on that is non-haunt related, you were telling me.
Yeah, non-haunt related. My wife was cultivating a starter to have a sourdough hobby, and she is amazing at it. So her mom and I sort of bullied her. I mean, I didn't have to twist her arm too much into opening a bakery. So she does amazing handcrafted sourdough. It's called Culture Bakehouse.
And where is this?
And it's actually just outside of Fresno, California. So that's the heartland, right? That's where
a lot of growing stuff.
A lot of
there.
Growing happens. So you have access to a lot of great ingredients, great wheat. So to have a kind of semi-organic but very hands-on, hand-shaped artisan, bread business is a wonderful use of the tools that we have around us. And she's amazing at it. So we are in the process now of going from a cottage food business where, you know, the government lets you prepare the food for markets in your home. We've been growing ever since the pandemic started. And so now it's taken over a good portion of the house. We've got commercial equipment in there. And now it's kind of bursting at the seams. So we're looking for a retail spot.
So you're going to have a brick and mortar, it sounds like.
We will have a brick and mortar by the end of the year. And hopefully we'll be able to ship.
Well, that would be excellent. You know, got to love some good old NorCal, Central Cal sourdough bread. Yeah. Kind of famous for that in certain parts of the state. So that sounds great. Are you going to have, like, it memorabilia on the walls and things like that? Or is it just going to be completely not related
separation
to anything?
Of church and state. The only thing I'm good for is lifting the bags of flour for her. That's it. She does pastries. She's constantly inventing things. So it's been great watching her do her thing.
Couldn't, like, use balloons to lift them up?
Wouldn't even think of it. Wouldn't even think of it.
Excellent.
No, I don't want to sully her brand with my foolishness.
Of course not. But it sounds great. And, you know, I get out to California every now and then, so I do have some friends out in the Fresno area and, like, Sanger and places like that.
Yeah.
So I may have to go check this out after the first of the year.
If you do this, you should come out anyway. Because we do have some markets that we sell at.
Excellent.
And we'll point you in the right direction, and we'll send you home with a bunch of carbs.
I doubt they'll let me on the plane with them.
They will let you on the plane.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
They won't keep it for themselves?
Depends.
All right, if you're
I did have a story. But we'll save that for another day.
No, we can talk about it right now, if you want.
Yeah, I was in Ireland, and I was getting into the TSA, or, you know, it was actually an American Homeland Security sort of thing, because when you leave Dublin, you end up going to a domestic terminal at L.A. Long story short, I had some swag. And he had it. He was fumbling with it. When I got home, it was not in my bag.
No, you're kidding.
Absolutely. It was a Pennywise mug. And I think he actually broke a mug that I got for my wife. That's our tradition. Anytime I go out of town, I bring a mug. A coffee mug, right? It's a little kitschy, but it's cool.
They got some good mugs in Lexington.
Oh, well, I'm going to find them. I will find them.
You put bourbon in them with your coffee.
Before 6 a.m., I'm down.
Of course.
Of course. So anyway, he kind of clumsily broke the mug that I was giving her, and I think that was cover, so he could steal.
Kind of, quote-unquote, broke the mug. Oh, sorry, guess you'll just have to leave it here.
So clumsy, so disappointing. But it is what it is.
So do you have any appearances coming up anywhere between now and the end of the year? Are you going to any other shows where people can talk to you about this?
We're
going to
do a couple more shows this year. The beginning of October, going to go to Frightmare in the Falls in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. That'll be the first weekend of October. And then we're doing a Losers Club reunion,
really?
Right, for the Bangor Toy and Comic Con at the end of October.
That Bangor, Maine?
Yep. So the home of Stephen King. We're going to be absolute creeps. We're going to have a photo op session in front of his house until he either kicks us out or calls the police. Either way.
He may join in.
You know what? That would be a win, because after 30-some-odd years of being affiliated with his work, I've still yet to meet the guy.
Oh,
Yeah.
Let's get on that.
I know, right?
Seriously.
No. You know, don't want to bother the guy. But we're going to check out the Barrens, what inspired the Barrens in the book for Stephen King. And so we're going to do a little nostalgia tour. There's a group that's called Stephen King Tours that is partnering with the Bangor Toy and Comic Con to kind of put together an event. And it's going to be great. Emily Perkins is going to come in from Vancouver. And the rest of the Living Losers will be there.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So for people wanting more information about your appearances, maybe follow you on social media. Do you have the social medias, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, and all that stuff where people can maybe find out where you're appearing and all that good stuff Brandon Crane was?
Absolutely, yeah. So on social, it's Brandon Crane TV for Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Instagram. I favor Instagram. I think it's more fun, a little less divisive.
A lot of bread picks.
And tons of bread picks. Yeah. No.
And give the bakery a plug, too.
Oh, 100%. It's called Culture Bakehouse. And it's on Instagram, it's Culture Bakehouse. And it's culturebakehouse.com. And hopefully soon we'll be able to start shipping.
Coming soon to the Fresno, California area.
Coming soon to the world, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brandon Crane, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. It's a lot of fun to see you here. And wishing nothing but success with the Culture Bread Co. Bread.
Bakehouse.
Bakehouse. Culture Bakehouse.
There you go.
Out in Central California. And, of course, the appearances in Bangor, Maine, and on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls coming up in the next few months. So check out all that good stuff. My name is Drew Badger here at the Haunters Against Hate, the event number 2, hanging out with all the cool kids, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.